Tuesday is primary day for New York's municipal elections, and while most of the headlines are about the Democratic primary for mayor, our interest, as a state government show, lies down the ballot with all the jobs that state lawmakers are hoping will take them away from Albany. And for a preview of this game of musical chairs, we're joined by Zach Williams, the senior state politics reporter for City and State New York. Welcome to the show, Zach.
Thanks for having me.
So it seems like the job that a lot of Democratic state lawmakers in New York City want this year is to be the next comptroller for Gotham. What familiar faces from the Capitol are vying for this job?
Well, it's a pretty crowded field, but in there is two state senators, Brian Benjamin of Harlem and also Kevin Parker of Brooklyn, both running. But right now, it looks like they're either somewhere around second to fourth, fifth place, with current City Council Speaker Cory Johnson as the indisputable frontrunner in this race.
And what about Assemblyman David Weprin? Where does he fall into this? And you're laughing, so I'm guessing he's not second.
Well, he's actually running a really interesting campaign. I don't know if it will work, per se, but he's really trying to carve out some space on the political right, or the political middle, in the case of a Democratic primary. He's got endorsements from the Police Benevolent Association, for instance, whereas Brian Benjamin has really solidified his support from the Black community, especially getting endorsements from well-known figures like former Representative Charles Rangel, whereas Kevin Parker's campaign has been a little bit low profile. He is going to be on the ballot. He does have a lot of good experience, like Benjamin and Weprin. He has a lot of experience in the financial sector, or in his case, he even worked for ex-state comptroller H. Carl McCall, I believe, some years ago. But he just hasn't really broken through and hasn't been seen too much, quite frankly, on the campaign trail, although supposedly a lot of constituents are getting an awful lot of mailers from his state senate office, of all places.
Why run for comptroller if you're not throwing all of your weight into it? Is this a stepping stone for something else, or is it just fun to run for city office?
Well, the position is a well-known stepping stone to running for mayor. Now, State Senator John Liu was formerly the city comptroller, which allowed him to make a pretty good run in 2013 for New York City mayor. He fell short. Bill de Blasio got elected. But why not try? It's an off year for legislators.
Doesn't cost anything.
Exactly. You can build some name recognition, test the waters, see how you might do at a citywide level, and you don't even have to give up your seat. You run for re-election next year.
What about the job of borough president in New York City? Are any state lawmakers looking to get their own fiefdom in one of the five boroughs?
Well, I think I got three boroughs where fiefdoms are under development. I would say that the legislator with the best chance of moving up to the beep office is State Senator Brad Hoylman.
And beep, that's what it's called, the beep office?
Beep.
This is exciting.
Just beep.
Okay, gotcha.
Created by the clever headline writers of New York City newspapers, save a little space. Brad Hoylman has been a legislator for some years. He's got roots in the community board on the west side of Manhattan. Some say that city council member Mark Levine has the edge in the race. He's gotten the backing of a large number of labor groups. But Hoylman might surprise people, may get some last-minute momentum and get across the finish line. What I think might be really interesting in the race is a little theory I've been working on with another candidate in the race, Lindsay Boylan, who is best known as the first woman to come forward to allege sexual harassment from Governor Cuomo.
Right.
But she also has deep experience, not only in economic development at the state level, but also just running for office. She kind of gave Representative Gerald Nadler a run for his money a few years back. And my suspicion, just speculation, I haven't heard from her, is that if she falls short in the borough president's race, and Brad Hoylman somehow becomes borough president, maybe she will try to step up to the legislature. You know, she has worked on the second floor before. Why not try on the third floor?
That's really interesting. And the beep job, what does it actually entail for our listeners outside of New York City? Can you explain what these people do? Are they essentially like a county executive, or does it have a different amount of power?
Well, historically, it was much more powerful. History buffs might recall that the New York City Council used to be bicameral, where you had what was called the Board of Estimate, which is roughly equivalent to what the U.S. Senate is in Congress. They had enormous power over city spending, and borough presidents were a part of that. Nowadays, they're more of just a cheerleader for their boroughs. They do have the power to recommend or not recommend against land use, real estate projects. So I'd say the real estate industry is probably the one that's watching these races the most. Eric Adams, who's the current Brooklyn borough president, is getting a lot of guff on the campaign trail for maybe being a little too cozy with some real estate donors. But that said, like being comptroller, it's a good way to build your profile, maybe make a race for something bigger in the future, whether it's Congress or citywide office.
I noticed we didn't mention Brooklyn Assemblymember Joanne Simon. Does that mean we don't need to worry about her leaving us for the Brooklyn Borough President office?
It's so hard to predict races, not only because there hasn't been a lot of polling in any of this, mm-hmm. but it's also because it's the first year the city is using ranked choice voting.
Okay.
So while I think a lot of political watchers would say that city council member Antonio Reynoso or Robert Cornegie Jr. have a better chance at winning the Brooklyn Beep race, I don't think you can count out Joanne Simon. She does have the backing of some powerful elected leaders like Nadler, who not only represents part of Manhattan, but also part of Brooklyn. And she's backed by the UFT. That's the United Federation of Teachers, one of the most powerful unions right. around in New York City. So I wouldn't count her out, but I think she's a little bit more of a long shot than maybe Hoylman might be in his race. And, of course, we don't want to forget the Bronx borough president's race.
Oh, right.
Now, that one also is really hard to predict, but we do have two legislators, mm-hmm. Natalia Fernandez, who is in the Assembly, as well as State Senator Luis Sepulveda. Now, he has been very low profile, and why wouldn't he be? Because he's facing a charge of domestic violence
right.
that is actually scheduled. He'll appear in court after the primary. He, of course, we should mention, has denied everything, say it's all a big misunderstanding, but I think that's undoubtedly hurt his chances in this race. You know, he'd been building a big resume in the legislature on issues like criminal justice reforms. And we see Fernandez, if you go to her campaign website, she's trying to snatch that away from him, highlighting her own experience helping to push reforms through the legislature. But there's some other candidates that also need to keep an eye out for. Fernando Cabrera, for instance, is kind of one of those silent majority Democrats, more conservative than others. Some might remember him for challenging Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, if I remember right, for Congress.
Okay.
Quite the contrast in that race.
I would imagine.
But, you know, we'll just have to see what happens. Fernandez seems to have a chance. I would say Sepulveda, less so.
And what about city council seats? Are there any senators or assembly members hoping to get that salary increase of more than $30,000 by representing the city government?
You got them, Dave. That is one very good reason to run for city council, especially if you're in the assembly. Here in the assembly, you're one of 150 people. You don't get a lot of office staff and certainly not of ego-boosting attention. Mm-hmm. Whereas in the city council, you know, you're one of like 50-something people, get a bigger staff. State Senate's kind of like a happy medium, but you do get a lot more bacon to bring home if you work in the city council. The salary is a lot higher. I think we got two current legislators running in two different races. We got Charles Barron, probably the well-known fire breather of the assembly. He's been playing music chairs with his wife, Inez Barron, for years, and she's term limited out of the city council. So he's running for his old city council seat, and I think if he wins, and some big political power weights like Hakeem Jeffries don't want him to win, but chances are he will, then we might see another Barron return to the assembly whenever they would need to replace Charles Barron if he ends up getting elected in that seat. And another race to watch is Carmen de la Rosa in Upper Manhattan. She's trying to move from the assembly to the city council. And we were talking about musical chairs, right? One of the people who has endorsed her is current city council member Idanis Rodriguez, who has really been a big surrogate for Eric Adams, the Brooklyn borough president we mentioned in his run for mayor. But let's just say Eric Adams doesn't win. Another little suspicion, just speculation, is that maybe Rodriguez would want to run for the assembly. Guy's got to eat, and he's already made runs at some other bigger offices like public advocate and Congress, but he fell short in that. So why not come to the assembly, try it on for size a little bit?
Well, we've been speaking with Zach Williams. He is the senior state politics reporter for City and State New York. Zach, thank you so much for making the time and teaching us the word beep.
Thanks so much for having me.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by Destiny USA. Shopping, dining, and entertainment all in one location. For more information, go to www.destinyusa.com.